The sales tax holiday dates back to 1980, when Ohio and Michigan first used the idea to boost sales of automobiles. It wasn't until a few decades later that the tax-free weekend idea spread across the country. This year, there are 17 states, mostly in the Southeast, on board.
Once one state does it, you'll see neighboring states do it as well because they don't want to miss out and have consumers go across the border to shop, so they'll offer one too.
Liz Malm is an economist at the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C. She says what's tax-exempt these days is, well, random. Just look at the Texas list.
Bow ties are exempt and bowling shirts are exempt, but bathing caps and belt buckles aren't. So, I mean, there's kind of an example as to how someone just sort of decided what would be exempt and what wouldn't.
It gets better. Cowboy boots, tax-free. Hiking boots, tax-free. Galoshes and waders, no such luck. RJ De Silva is a spokesperson for the Texas Comptroller's Office. He says when the legislature first established the sales tax holiday, it was for clothing and footwear.
As the years have gone by, they've added other items as well, for example, in school backpacks and school supplies.
Suspenders, children's novelty costumes, even clerical vestments. De Silva won't say why something like adult diapers is on the list. He just says the legislature gets input from retailers, schools, and the public. Even though tax holidays are popular, economist Liz Malm says it may not be the best time to pick up your notebooks or socks or whatever.
There's a lot of academic research that shows that retailers might actually increase their prices on some items on that day, so consumers might not actually be getting the savings that they think they are.
Still, state officials claim shoppers in Texas this weekend could save more than $70 million in state and local taxes. I wonder how many bow ties that would buy. Lauren Silverman, KERA News. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.